some boy trying to manage some ass food to all the pages on the trail. Never surrender. Real American dream. Jesus won't forsake us, love will never break us. Never go like magic, Kobe Lakers. They can never fade us, never shake us. Jesus
good morning. Praise the Lord. Yes. Who is the richest man in the world? We're going to talk about it. One of the things I wanted to say on this particular chat, when you look at that vault on this screen here, when you look at that great treasure on the screen there, that vault, and you see gold, for as far as the eye can see, the treasure, I want you to understand that that's inside of you. Let's start there. Shout out to FIBJ Man. Let's start there. Let's start there. All that treasure is in you. In a non-physical form. But you're the alchemist. Where you can take things from your mind and it manifests. Understand who is the richest man, and we'll talk about it. It's going to be a very interesting chat. Welcome to the chat. You know, joining me. Journey for Truth expression. Hallelujah. God bless America. We're going to talk about the richest man. And we're going to talk about this idea. And we're going to talk about where God sits in all this thing. Oh, it's going to be interesting, man. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, man. You know, there's things where sometimes you have it in your heart and it's kind of like, it's so precious that you don't even want to share it with people. You just want to keep it to yourself and let it just bless your life and just be amazed at God's, amazed at God's wisdom. And let me tell you something about being optimistic. Looking at a situation from a righteous standpoint. You always see the good in the thing. Shout out to Dan Penner. He said, you always, you know, that's the way these guys think. You know, I call them the successful guys in life, the ones who figured it out. These guys have a certain thing in common where, you know, things happen, but it always works out because of the will. And they understand the power of the will. They know who they are. And this is the reason why God has entrusted to them what we call the kingdom. We're going to talk about this, man. Yeah. Good morning. Let me come from behind here. Yes. And good morning. Good morning. Yes, I feel good. I'm the richest man. Well, shout out to everybody. Let's talk about this. Now, what is this whole idea is that some have gone from, you know, a small mom and pop introduced a great idea and amassed great fortune. They developed what they call wealth, you know, and they gave it the word million. You know, you got a million. Certain individuals, and I'm trying to get to the billions so we can talk about these wealthy people, because the wealthy people are not in the millionaire. The wealthy people are in the billionaire, and there's very few of them. And the ones who sit at the top, the Bezos, the Musk, the various different ones, the Gates, the ones that we understand, all those guys are somewhere around 100 billion, you know. And a billion is, a thousand millions. And the reason is because they control certain industries. They are basically inventors, and they own the industry itself, so they become these guys, what we call billionaires. Now, the richest man in the world, his name is Mansa Musa, right? So now, the Mansa Musa, what I think is interesting is that Mansa Musa was worth double the richest man in the world today, which is $400 billion in our today's time. He would be a billionaire 400 times over his wealth. Now, the interesting thing about Mansa Musa, and I don't want to focus on the race aspect, and we'll talk on that later. But the real important thing was that he was a righteous man. Very interesting. He was a man, whether you believe in his belief system or not, I don't think that's the point. I think the pursuit of God and righteousness and peace should be more important. Let God sort that other stuff out. But my thing is, he was a righteous man. As far as we know, he was a good man. Interesting, isn't it? But his name is also interesting, right? Because his name is Mansa Musa. And in his name is two very powerful names. Interesting. Man, you know, if you take off the S-A, you know, he has man. And then Musa, if you take off the M, you have USA. And then, of course, man represents God, and USA represents God's kingdom, whether you believe it or not, it does. There I seen appear before the throne a great multitude of every tribe and every tongue. That's the kingdom of God, and that's what you have here. Anyway, it's God's idea, and one day we're going to get there. Maybe we don't look like it right now, but give it time and let God do what he's going to do, and in time you'll see what was born. And so because his name is that, and then I was like, wow, it's interesting. And he was such a generous man with the gold. He had so much gold, and he had so much wealth that he toppled the Egyptian economy. That's very powerful, because that was the tool of oppression. Egypt and its economy is oppression and debt and slavery all wrapped in one big sandwich. Okay, so Mansa Musa was coming from the righteous side, obviously, because he toppled and he collapsed the Egyptian economy of slavery and debt, because he gave out so much gold to the people. And not only did he just frivolously give out gold, but he also put the money behind advancing their civilization with education and various different institutions. Now, I'm not gonna, you know, get into the religious whatever, because I don't think it just matters. And I think that's what God is trying to make us understand. Stop. If you take that out, you realize it just doesn't matter. Look at the fruit at the end of the day. So, Mansa, and the interesting thing about him is that, is, you know, of course, is his name is Man USA. Interesting. And then his son's name is MAGA. Go figure. And yeah. And he was a right. And he distributed all this gold, and all these people were able to launch all their ideas, and it was a great success, but it collapsed the economy so much that he had to take out loans from the bank, large loans. But what I want to point out is that he's worth a half a trillion, double what some of the big names that we know that I just mentioned not too long ago that I don't want to say again. Okay? And he was a righteous man, which tells me, and the reason why I'm saying this is because one of the things that I think Satan, the devil, has done is convinced us that poverty is of God. And debt, and this debt lifestyle, is of God. He's convinced us somehow that wealth is wicked. That it somehow doesn't fit in the will of God, because he shows you these bad examples. So the difference between, and now I'm going to slip right into the church realm for a few seconds, if you don't mind. Someone say it, Prime. I want to say it. Because what they do is they liken this to like Creflo Dollar or somebody preaching about money. The difference is, I'm not talking about money for me. I'm talking about money for we, which is a difference. I'm not trying to take some from him, I'm trying to give some to you. That's the difference. And I'm going to say this, that a large portion of our wealth has been stuffed into the church, and the church needs to give it back. I'm a big believer that the church needs to start giving back the money. And even if it's not like giving back in them, and I don't suggest just giving people money back, but the church needs to start taking that money and allowing that money to circulate to its people so that it can affect their lives, enrich their lives, whether it's through services, classes, trainings, some type of sponsorships, something. You got to pay for licenses or some type of way that you help the people financially and help the people grow. Because the problem with the church is that the church just talk too much. Everything they do is words. And the Bible says that the kingdom of God is not built on talk alone. It's built on power. And power has a lot to do with wealth. It has a lot to do with the ability to change things. And they understand that if you don't have it, then you can't, you have to accept whatever they place upon you. So they trained you to love it. And everybody who has it is doing the wrong thing. So then it makes it seem like you're not supposed to have it. But how about Mansa Musa, Man USA with his son named MAGA, who went around giving the gold to everybody? Now, I'm just wondering why God does what he does. And I'm just going to say this as a caveat, because I know a lot of times it's used as a divider. Well, it's not, why is it not taught in the textbooks of, because we always learn the biggest and the best of everything in our textbooks. Everything in our textbook in terms of our history in the world and what we understand is we got to know who was the first person to fly the plane, who was the first person to make the assembly line, who was the first person to be a millionaire, who's the first person to be a billionaire, who's the richest in this, who's the biggest in this, who's the best at that, whatever, whatever, who can jump the highest, run the fastest, and everything else. So why is it that Mansa Musa, the man who is worth more than Bezos, the other guy and the other guy put together, from Africa? Why we don't know that? If we knew that, is it possible that we may aspire to that? Or is it just better that we know that we were once slaves so we can aspire to that? How deep does it go? Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. So, let me say, biblically, thank God for Jesus Christ. Those of us who hold Christ in our heart, we have this treasure in earthen vessels inside of you and me, and it's inside of you. You are the richest man. Now you have to become the manifester, just like Jesus Christ. He turned water to wine with his mind. With his mind. He is the alchemist. You are him. You know, I heard this thing, man, and I got to give credit where credit is due, to the guy, Reverend Ike, you know, and he speaks powerful truths, man. Let me just, I don't want to hide behind the screen when I say this, right? He speaks these powerful truths, Reverend Ike, about the way we should be thinking the right way and how to manifest the life you want by thinking and talking the right way and healthily. And he talks about the idea of not worshiping Christ so much, but imitating him and becoming him. And, you know, and he makes these bold statements. And so he made this one statement. He says, you know, when you're believing and you're walking by faith, you are God in action in physical form. And we've made it hard to believe that we can be Christ-like even though we attain it. You know, it's like you're trying to attain something that you cannot be, but you absolutely can. And when he said some of the things that he said, he was talking about our power to create the world that we live in because of who we are. You know, because when Peter said to Jesus, "Art thou the Christ, the Son of the living God?" And Jesus said, "Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven." He said that truth is for all of us. So that when people ask you, "Are you the Son of the living God?" you say, "Yes, I am. I am the Son of the living God." And I don't know why I'm saying all this. This is interesting. But you're incredibly rich. So this treasure is inside of you. And you have to break free, and it's in that's just it. But I wanted to address that. I don't want to go overboard with this. But what say you? And give you some TLC. Yeah, the provisional wealth maybe. Yeah, much love to everybody. Dan Penna is just shit. Yeah, I love Dan Penna. Well, he doesn't, you know, they're rich for a reason. They've mastered life. They've mastered the disciplines. They've mastered believing and manifesting, you know. But the richest man was a good man. Does that resonate with you when I say that? Are you as frustrated as I am when you think about the fact that God's people ain't running shit? Does that bother you like it bothers me? It bothers me that we don't own every single bank. It just bothers me. I don't understand it. You know, I don't understand. You know, why we can't fix certain things still at this time with all that we have. That's why the church has to start giving it back, because the church, besides the banks and everybody else who's screwing us in life, you know, whatever. The church, you know, they get all that good tax-free money, man, and it never, people, we need loans. We need investments. You know, we need care for our elderly. Straight up. We need real, real support. You have enough money to give up the support. Where the hell is the money? And if there's 50 churches in the city, there shouldn't be one homeless person, or you're useless. And you have to confess it to yourself and say, we are a useless church. We don't matter. We're just a useless light for nothing. We might as well just turn. Fuck it. You ain't doing nothing. I'm sorry. I'll come back. Let me come back. Boy. Yes. Yes. So one, you know, and I'm going to talk about this in this video. Somebody please say it, Brian. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say this, and I appreciate the thumbs up. Please hit the thumbs up button so that we can at least acknowledge that we do exist, and that people do acknowledge our existence. We are actually speaking probably one of the most important messages you're going to hear. And we are the realest. The rest are fakes and phonies. This is the truth. But I'm going to say it. When it comes to God, the only way you can break his heart is by worshiping another. You know, and he can't be hurt. He has everything. He's so mighty and so powerful. Your mind can't conceive. This power is beyond your mind. It's not capable of searching the unsearchable. It's just not. It's too powerful. It's too vast. Expands across 1,000 generations and but it's all love for you. It's hard for you to understand, but it's true. And the only thing that breaks his heart is when you turn to your phone and you worship it and you serve it and you ask Google before you ask God. You ask Google before you ask the Lord. And you worship another. And you make the most important thing the most meaningless thing, and you make the most meaningless thing the Hey, by the way, while we're here, why don't we say this? Martin Luther King said it. He said, one day, the sons of the former slave owners will one day sit down together at the table of brotherhood. Yeah. Brothers. Just like Andrew and Tristan Tate.
So, boy, I'm dropping. This is a fucking, damn, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Damn. I love you. Love to all my patriots. Love to all my brothers and sisters in Christ. Be great, please. It's okay with me. I'm gonna be proud of you. I'm gonna be happy for you. I'm not gonna be mad that you're pursuing your dreams. I know people that have started their books. God bless you. I know it's so rare. I know you feel like, wow, that's the first time anybody's ever said that. I think we've been trained to basically hate each other, everything that's good for you. But no, God says no, that's not right. That's not the right way to be. That's not the love of Christ, right? So we want to get back to him. Anyway, let me just stop with that. But yeah, I think it's all interesting. It's a couple of jewels in there for you. Something to think about. I think he was a good man. And I think that's a message to all of us, that the richest man of all was God's son. So there's a lot of guys who got it and they did it the right, but the one who had the most was a child of the Most High. At least as far as how I understand, he didn't oppress God's people. He blessed his people. I mean, you want to argue text of what they, the scripture. And I mean, I don't know if that should even matter from a governmental leader, because isn't that what he is? Does who really cares what his religion? I'm going to be honest. I think the day is coming when we're going to finally figure out, once we finally fully come to the full completion of the whole whatever, we're going to realize, hey, by the way, do you realize that that's actually useless? Because where you actually need to go is actually the complete other direction. I think you get to religion to realize that you don't need religion. I think God gives you religion, a whole lifetime worth of religion, so that you can finally realize, hey, this is useless. Got it, Lord. Okay, let me leave on that note. Oh, man, Jesus Christ is great. I love him. He's always, trust him, guys. Never doubt him.
One of Africa's great civilizations, he embarked on a pilgrimage to Mecca, sharing the remarkable life of Mansa Musa, a ruler whose wealth astounded the world. Mansa Musa was born in the 13th century into the Mali Empire, one of Africa's great civilizations. He embarked on a pilgrimage to Mecca, sharing his immense wealth along the way, unintentionally causing economic ripples across the regions he visited. Upon his return, Mansa Musa commissioned impressive mosques and educational centers, fostering the growth of African scholarship. His legacy endures as a symbol of wealth, but also as a patron of education and culture. The remarkable life of...
Yeah.
To treat it like royalty.
Yeah. Hey, you guys have a good day. Have a good day. All that treasure is inside of you. You know, it's so crazy. It's like, it's almost hard to think positive about yourself. Isn't that crazy? Have you ever stopped and thought about that? Like, it's actually hard to think positive about yourself. It's like, you are God's precious son. You are God's precious daughter. He knows you by name. He's got great plans for you. He didn't put it there for nothing. He didn't put it there to waste away. Yeah. That's the cloth you're cut from. You're the richest man. The richest man was a good man, was a generous man, was a just man. He cared about others, he helped others, he helped the poor, he helped future generations, he helped future generations. From what I understand, unless you know something that I don't know, all I know is that the pharaohs that Ben Carson talks about, and he's slobbing them down, all of the pharaohs are slobbing down the Nephilim. I mean, I'm just like, oh my God, brother, come up for air, Jesus. I mean, you're just worshiping Nephilims. I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. When are you going to turn it down? Turn it down, dude. Now you're doing chants and trying to teach us how to tap into the low vibration. Brother, you tripping. Yeah, you better trust. I'm telling you. But they oppress the people. That's one thing he ain't lie about, you know. They definitely tried to turn the people into a labor force. Yeah, go figure, labor force. Interesting. What a coincidence. Labor force. Labor. Oh, just like Egypt. Oh, just like you. Whatever. Oh, boy. Wake up, my people. Wake up. You're wasting your time with church. You're wasting your time with politics. You're wasting your time fighting with your sister, with your brother, with your mother, fighting about the Knicks and the Lakers and the Cavaliers. Who gives a flying? God is like, get to my purpose, Jesus. How long is it going to take you to say I'm sorry? Jesus Christ, your pride is nuts. God help us. God help us, man. Anyway, with that being said, you're the shit, and God loves you because you're here, and I appreciate it. I love to know that God always has a faithful one or two or three, or just somebody let you know that, you know what, it's going to be all right. Have you ever been there? To have that friend or that brother that's right there at that time when you needed one, whether it's to let you know everything is going to be all right, a prayer, books, you know, a ride, anything, the smallest thing, but the time, it just means so much. You never forget it. You never forget them for what they've done. Just remember, that's all love, man. It's the realest love, man. I love you with all my heart. With all my heart. I want the best for you, for everything you touch, for your children, for future generations. I want all of his potential inside of you. I want you to be wrung out like a rag, all of God's potential squeezed out of you so that the world can benefit from every good thing that he's given you. It's not a waste. You are the shit. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I can't believe I am me. How did I become myself? Okay, it's all love, right? It's all love. All right, God bless you.